Welcome. It's episode 10 of If You Even Care. I didn't think we could do it. I'll be honest. I wasn't sure we'd make it here. I only got sick 3 times and lost a hard drive over the duration of only 10 episodes, but we made it. We're here. I lost my voice again. I don't know what's going on. I have a hunch. I would like to ask that whoever is putting curses upon me to just chill out for a little bit. I'm not saying to stop because obviously like you have your reasons and I don't want to get in the way of that. I just want like a little bit of a break because it's just been overwhelming. We're experiencing a heat wave right now. So my thoughts are with everybody who works in a building with no air conditioning. Been there, done that. Shit sucks. I promise you, the people at your job who have created that environment, who are responsible for that lack of air conditioning, will pay. I can't say when and I cannot say how, but they will pay. Their time will come. I've worked in places where people passed out in the middle of a work day from the heat. And you know what they did the next day? They gave us popsicles. They gave us those cheap watery popsicles that you buy and they're just liquid inside and you have to freeze them. So thanks for that. Not even some Gatorade, little Powerade even. Because for some reason, jobs, they go right for the Powerade. I feel like Powerade and Gatorade, it's not that big of a price difference, but they're going right for the Powerade. And they used to give us honey buns just to boost morale, keep things going. You got to have a pizza party. You got to put out some fucking sugary snacks once in a while. Sugar to keep people awake and moving. Except that makes us lethargic. And then we hate you doubly after lunch because I'm full. I'm sick. Why'd I eat that? Because you gave it to me. You gave it to me and you don't pay me enough and you gave me some pizza. There's something. It's just slap me in the face. Oh, pizza party at work. Oh, just slap me in the face. Come over here, be a big man, and hit me. Fucking hit me, because that's what you're doing. I'll eat it. Guarantee you I'll eat it. But why do you think that that Band-Aid is going to fucking fix anything? It's barely even a Band-Aid. Barely. It's you were like, oh, I wish I had Band-Aids on me. But you didn't have one to give me. It's not even a Band-Aid to fix the fucking problems at your job. It's just great. Fantastic. You got us pizza. And now I feel like a kindergartner. So I'd rather the slap in the face. But I really hope everybody's doing okay because there are some places that are hotter than where I am, and where I am it's 95 fucking degrees. So I feel very, very thankful to work from home right now, even though it's not that much better in here. But I'm stationary, so I feel lucky. I feel very, very thankful for that. I also need to appreciate when I have a voice. Because it's one of those things where when it's gone, you're just like, I just never woke up in the morning and said, I'm so glad I sound like me today. And I really need to do that. I am running a special for the rest of this month. If you leave the podcast a review, and that can be on Spotify or it could be on Apple Podcast, to celebrate 10 episodes, I will cyberbully your most homophobic aunt. I will find her and I will destroy her. There is a secondary option where I ultimately make her fall in love with me and then I completely obliterate her. I just need a list of places that she frequents and maybe her favorite top notes in a perfume. I will find her maybe by the Kefir in a Wegmans, maybe by the Bare Minerals in an Ulta. I've got a, you know, a little bit of an idea of what a homophobe might be into. And maybe we reach for the same product at the same time and our hands brush. And from there, we'll strike up some conversation and form a friendship that just catches fire. She's never had a friendship like that before in her life. We are braiding each other's hair. We make each other feel like children. I'm over at the house every day. I'm sipping lemonade on her shitty couch. Oh, I know she has a shitty couch. Driving around in her truck. She's got a Blue Lives Matter sticker on the back. I know how it goes, but we are one. We are connected. And then one night, after a little too much sangria, we share a deep and passionate kiss. And I will then tell her, this has been a hoax. The whole thing's been a hoax. It's a joke. It's a ploy. And I will break her heart into a million pieces. She may become more homophobic afterwards. These kinds of things can backfire in that way. But I am willing to do that for you. I'm willing to go through the trouble of organizing that for you. I will have to create a schedule, a Google Calendar, and we can log the dates just so that I don't miss anybody. But I will, at minimum, cyberbully your most homophobic aunt. If you have several, it's just going to have to wait until another month. That is what I'm willing to offer for the rest of the month of June. And thank you to anybody who already has left a review. I'll still cyberbully your aunt. I'll still cyberbully her. I'll still find her. Just let me know what's going on. Now, what's going on this week? I have been seeing clips of that new Digimon game that's going to come out. I'm assuming last quarter. I'm not actually sure what the release date is, but it looks so fun. I have been itching for a new game to play too. But I don't really understand Digimon. I was always a Pokemon girl growing up. Always. I have been eating the slop that Game Freak feeds us. Since forever. I mean, there was a time when, like, I was like, wow, they're stepping up their fucking game. You know, the games for the 3DS, I was like, whoa, how does it even get better from here? And the answer is it doesn't. They give us open world. Open world, I had fun. A little bit of fun. I had a morsel of fun. But it got old really quick for me. It just gets stale. I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of it. Game Freak, they reach into my pockets and they take the money out themselves. I've seen them do it. They know that they will put out whatever the fuck they want and the loyal Pokemon fans will play it no matter what. And I will. And I do. And I'll continue to. But I'm not happy about it. I'm not thrilled. I'm not excited. I'm just going to do it. Because it's in my blood. I have to. I am programmed to buy the shit they put out. But Digimon, I like you, but I don't understand you. I want to get what's going on, but it's never really clicked for me. You're telling me that this cute little cat creature turns into a beautiful woman with F cups. I have no argument against that. I just don't understand why. And they go through a couple of, you know, digi evolutions. They evolve a couple times. And I'm not really sure how it happens or what are the requirements. Do they level up like Pokemon? I've never been sure. I played one Digimon game ever. It was Digimon World, one of them, for GameCube. And I had a gun. I played a Digimon that had a gun. I just feel like, why does a Digimon need a gun? Is that canon? Why does a Digimon need a weapon? It's like Pal World. I had no idea that they could carry weapons. It's like this cute little guy. Why does this cute little guy have a weapon? And if you're a Digimon, I just feel like can't you attack? You can use moves. You can attack. You've abilities. Do you really need a handheld weapon? Do you really need to dual wield pistols? What was that? I didn't understand that. And I was really young, so I stole it from Blockbuster because I was obsessed with just running around the base. shooting my gun. And that's all I did. I thought the Digimon were cute, so I said, I'm going to steal this game. I stole pretty much every game I ever played from Blockbuster. I don't know if my parents ever paid the price for that, but I did steal all of them. But as if I wasn't already confused about what was going on, they put a gun in my hand. I'm like Vemon, I think. Why do I need a gun? Can I attack you? I don't know. I stole so many games from Blockbuster. And the thing is, when it's like a GameCube game, you can't even put another disc in unless you're willing to get rid of another game. So I just would give my parents the empty case and they would never tell me anything because I guess they just weren't checking. But Blockbuster was also about to go out of business very soon. So I don't know if they even cared. I'm sure they saw the signs. The second Netflix came out, they must have been sweating because they were like, this is the beginning of the end. So, or I just had, you know, we had a person checking us out that just actually did not give a fuck. Real. I don't either. Neither of us care. So I'm going to give you an empty case. One of the games that changed my life that I got from Blockbuster was Harvest Moon. Harvest Moon, A Wonderful Life and Another Wonderful Life destroyed me, made me cry so hard I threw up. You play as a farmer, and there was nothing else I could have asked for as a kid that I wanted more than a game where I just do chores. I do chores, take care of animals, and I get to name them. That's all I cared about. Apparently, you have to get married within the first year of being there, or else they call you an incel and they send you home. They go, yeah, you actually decided to leave. So you didn't get married, so you just went home. Nobody told me I had to get married. I didn't know, but they literally, the game ends if you don't fucking marry somebody. I'm like, I've got shit to do. Cabbage to grow, apple tree, cow, many cow. And you think I have time to fucking talk to these bozos? They all look 12 years old. Am I 12 years old? I look 12 years old too, but are they 12 years old? I'm just not interested. I don't really care. One of them was like a hippie. And the ugliest design, that he would just sit under a tree and play guitar. I'm supposed to romance him? I have to show up every day and give you a flower? I don't think so. But they did send me home. So then I had to marry somebody. I married Rock, who was like this blonde guy that was literally an idiot and like lived with his parents. But these were the options that we were given. I'm playing the game. You age as you play it throughout the years. Your character starts to get fine lines and wrinkles. Their hair goes gray. Your partner's hair goes gray too. You have a kid. You have a baby and it grows up and you can influence what it's into and what it likes, what it's going to end up being when it's older. At some point, it goes through a phase where it hates you. Not cool. Hurt my feelings. But you raise a child, you watch yourself age, and then at the end of the game, you fucking die. You die. I knew what death was. I hadn't really seen much of it in my life yet. But I learned real quick. It made me think about the fact that I was going to die one day. And I literally sobbed so hard that I vomited. And I cried for 3 days straight. And then I started a new save. So that I could marry the probably alcoholic guy. There's always an alcoholic. I married Shane in Stardew Valley. That is not my taste in real life. That does not apply to my real life. That is like the opposite of what I like. I like a funny guy. A nice, warm, funny guy. But I married Shane. I married the equivalent of Shane in Harvest Moon 2. Who is literally in love with somebody else. Bring back games with rivals, too. I want to rival somebody. If I have to romance one of these fucks, I want to see somebody else go for the same shit. I want to see that somebody's interested in them. But that game ruined me. And then you get this whole, you know, monologue about how your child grew up and how much your husband or wife misses you. And it's actually the guy who brings you to the farm in the first place, who is best friends with your dad, and your dad died and he passed along the farm to you. And he's telling him about this in heaven. He's telling your dad in heaven about what happened after you passed away. I'm a baby. I'm literally a child playing this game. But it had the best music, the most iconic music. I could sit around and grow some fucking vegetables forever. Just give me a game where I grow vegetables. I'm good. Never grown a vegetable in my actual life, ever, once. Thought about it, and that's a step in the right direction. I think about keeping things alive, but I need to grow them virtually. I need to grow them virtually and spend a lot of time doing it. Yeah, stole a lot of stuff from Blockbuster because that was my ritual. Growing up was every Friday, I would get to go to Blockbuster. I'd get to pick out one candy in a game or in a movie. And it was always going to be a game. But that's how I played stuff like Monster Rancher. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of that. It's a game where you would put in any CD. It could be movies. It could be an album. But you would put a CD in and it would generate a new monster for you. So I went through my parents' entire movie and like CD collection to try to get as many monsters as I could, but it just kept spamming the same. It was like a penguin monster. No matter what the fuck I put in there, I kept getting this penguin. That game was so broken, but it was fun. I was obsessed with it. When I like a game, I get hooked on it for a good like 2 weeks. It's all I could think about. When Pal World came out, I was locked the fuck in. I was doing many corrupt things in that game. I had a base where I just had these little Pokemon-esque creatures mining for me 24/7, and I'd forget to feed them, but they would just keep working. And then I'd show up after days of not feeding them, forgetting to put berries in their camp, and they would just be sluggish and like moping around and depressed. It didn't feel good, but shit has to get done. You know, someone's got to do it. It can't be me. I'm already devoting too much time as it is to this game. But I need something else to fill that void. I'm looking for recommendations. If anybody's got one, if you get the general idea of what I like anything medieval. I like Skyrim. I like a farming sim. Love Stardew Valley. I've played, what is it called? Every single game that has come out since Stardew Valley is a Stardew Valley game. All of them. It's like Stardew Valley mixed with Naruto. What does that mean? What are you talking about? I see growing vegetables. I see romanceable characters. And it's pixel. So it's just Stardew Valley carbon copy. But it's always Stardew Valley mixed with something. Stardew Valley mixed with Habbo Hotel. How is that possible? And then I go, I'm going to watch the entire trailer. I'll watch it. Because it's fucked up. Because they know that if they say Stardew Valley, I'm going to watch the entirety of the video. They know that if they say Stardew Valley, I'll check it out. But I never end up playing it. Because why would I not just play Stardew Valley then? Why would I play something else? They never make it anything else. But I've played a bunch of new Stardew Valleys. You know what? Since we're kind of on the topic of Blockbuster, let me tell you guys a little story about the last time I ever stepped foot into a Blockbuster. Gather around, children. So when I was in 9th grade, there was this girl that I kind of knew from middle school that I used to see outside of school all the time. I went to a technical school, so the only reason I was ever like outside of the school really was to get on or off the bus to the school I actually went to. This was like my home school. And I used to see this girl. She would always be outside walking home with this really tall guy. And I'd remember like seeing them because I'd wave hi to her once in a while. But one time I ended up actually walking home with her because her and I got into conversation and then we decided to walk home after school. So this guy was with us. He was really nice. He was funny. It was raining and he had an umbrella and I didn't have one. My friend had one. So he held his umbrella over me the entire walk home. Super, super sweet guy. And I never actually got his name. So I would always keep an eye out in like the people you may know on Facebook to see if he would ever pop up for me. But I didn't see him. And I never thought to ask my friend because I was like kind of shy about it. But I knew that that wasn't her boyfriend. I knew that they were just friends. One day I get a message from him and a friend request. He found me like probably like 2 months after this walk happened. And he was like, oh, I've been looking for you. Like I never got your name. We never got, you know, exchange information or at each other after that walk. But I've been trying to find you. And I was like, oh, okay. Love connection, you know? And we made plans to hang out. And the first time we hung out, I think we went to a park because that's what you do when you're a broke ass high school student is you go to a park and you hang out. And we just talked for hours and then messaged on Facebook for the entire rest of the week. And then the next weekend made plans to hang out again. I had parents where they didn't really want me to go over to anybody's house or hang out with anybody outside the house if they didn't meet them. So I lied the time before that. And I said I was hanging out with one of my friends. I met up with him. So the next time that we hung out, he was supposed to come over to my house and we were going to watch movies and just hang out in this like back room of my house. So my parents meet him and he really is. He's a big guy. He's like, I don't even know how tall, well over 6 foot. Big build, and but he's got like a baby face, and he meets my parents. He's super polite to them, but they're both kind of side-eyeing him a little bit. And I wasn't really sure why, but I was like, he's being more than polite. Like he's very being, you know, everybody's being nice to each other, whatever. Him and I walk to Blockbuster to get like Shrek 2 and some other fuck-ass movie and some snacks, bring it back to my house, watch movies in the what used to be a playroom. Now it's just a hangout room. And we're having a great time, probably kissing way too much for being in my mom's house, but we're having a really fun time. So after a few hours, we decided to walk to the McDonald's that was like 15 minutes away from the house. And we get there, he realizes that he forgot his wallet back at the house. I think I had some like cash in my wallet. I didn't have a job because I'm like 15, but I had some cash on me. So I bought like an ice cream cone or something. I think he got something cheap off the dollar menu. And then I see my stepdad pull up. I will never forget that. It's ingrained in my brain because he pulled up so fucking fast and he comes inside and tells me to get in the car. And he's pissed. I'm thinking I did something. I have no idea what's going on. But I was like, yeah, I'm thinking that he's not saying for you to come with us too. So I got in the car with him. I didn't know what else to do. I was kind of scared because I figured either something happened back at home, like something was wrong, or I did something bad. Like I'm in trouble for something. I just couldn't think of what, which is even scarier because I'm like, did I forget something that I did? When I get home, they tell me that they went into his wallet and looked at his ID. And that man was not in high school, not even close. He had credit cards in there. He had a driver's license, no car though, so I don't know. But he's a grown adult man well out of high school. So, and they're grilling me like, did you know this? Like, did you know how old he was? And I honestly didn't because I'm thinking, you're outside of the school all the time. You probably go to school. I didn't think that a grown adult was hanging out with high schoolers. In his face, he looked very young. He looked high school age. So I just had no idea. And I don't really feel like I talk to people about how old they were because if we're both in high school, there's only so many different ages that we could be. Pretty small range of ages. So it just literally just never came up. I never thought to ask him. I figured he was in my friend's grade and she was like a year older than me. So not thinking that much of it. But he was an adult. So then he had to, you know, well, he tried to message me on Facebook, was the first thing that he did. And he's like, he knew immediately why my stepdad had pulled up. He knew. So he's like, I am so sorry. Like, please tell your parents that I want to come over and apologize to them. My mom's right behind me reading the message with me. She's like, that's not happening. Block him. So I had to block him on everything, which I was freaked out, but I was not as freaked out as I should have been. I did think it was creepy, but there's something about that age where, like, if somebody's older than you and they think you're funny or interesting, it's very flattering, which is why it's so scary for adult men to prey on young girls like that and vice versa. Because it makes you feel special, which is the opposite of how you should feel. But frontal lobe is currently in development, so I'm not thinking like that. So I knew it was wrong. I knew that it was kind of creepy, but I didn't know how scary this was. How fucking weird he is, and like what a fucking creep he is. It's not hitting me as hard as it should. So I'm like, hey, I'll block him, you know, whatever. I really liked him. And he has to do the walk of shame the next day to come collect the wallet, but also the Blockbuster movies. Now, here's what I'm thinking. And it's a little difficult to get into this headspace because I can't really fathom being an adult that likes kids. Can't really fathom being a fucking pedophile. Not really, you know, entirely sure how they think. But what I assume I would do if I were him is just call it. The wallet's gone. Movies are gone. Eat that bill. Go get a new ID. Go get new credit cards and figure your shit out. I certainly would not show up to the home of the 15-year-old and ask for my wallet and the movies back. You know what? Wallet's one thing. You come and get your wallet. Maybe there's something important in it. I don't know. Maybe you just, you're a fucking idiot, which he was. And you're not thinking that maybe you should just replace those cards, replace that ID. So he comes to get his wallet, but also asking for the Blockbuster movies back. That's a little crazy. My mom is already ready to kill him with her bare hands. I was not allowed to come out of my room and see him. I just heard him. And like apologizing. He's like, he's asking if he can talk to me really quick. Like, get the fuck out of here. You're such a fucking loser. My God. To ask for the Blockbuster movies back, that still blows my mind. Like, it's going to close in like a year or two. And it did. And you really are that worried about getting a bill for two fucking movies? I don't know. I guess if you're there, why not? If you are that much of an idiot, I'm not going to say if you have the balls, because I don't think this was a ballsy thing. I think this was a dumb, stupid thing. But if you're going to come over and ask for your wallet, I guess, yeah, ask for the movies too. Sure. But that was the last time I ever went to a Blockbuster. I mean, I saw those Redbox things popping up and I was like, this is the future. But then Netflix happened and I was like, no, actually, this is the future. And we had YouTube at the time, so I don't even think people were watching cable anymore. I don't know. I was on all the bad early YouTube channels, like Charlie the Unicorn and shit like that. Not Annoying Orange. I hated Annoying Orange. I wanted to kill him with a gun. I hated him so fucking much. Why did he get a TV show? Why did they give the Annoying Orange a TV show? Anyway, and that's something that you should know about me. If we're going to continue to do this little, whatever this is between us, I'm not really sure what's going on and I don't really want to put a label on it yet, but I am liking it. I'm having fun. I mean, we've gotten this far, 10 episodes, but you know, I don't want to rush anything. I like a slow burn. So if we're going to continue to do whatever this is we're doing, you should know I love making a list. I love making a grocery list. I love making a shopping list. I love making lists of things that I think about. And I made a list this week. A list of feelings that I really need to feel right now. These are things that I need to feel so badly. Some of the best feelings in the world. And I'm itching for them right now. There's more, but these are the ones that I'm like, really, really need to feel this right now. Two girls getting ready together in a bathroom and they're sharing makeup. Two girls getting ready together in a bathroom, they're sharing makeup and they have the same taste in music. I need it. I need to inject it. I need to feel that so bad right now. And you can add more girls in the equation. It doesn't have to be just two. Add another one. Bring another girl in here. Another girl, more makeup. And we're telling each other our favorite products. We're telling each other about the things that we're using. We're spraying each other with sprays. We all smell the same now. That's fine. That's girlhood. Fuck you. That's girlhood. We all are wearing the exact same scents now. We're all wearing the same lotion. And maybe outfits are being exchanged. I don't know. But it's like having a glam team, because when you've got a group of girls, whoever finishes getting ready first is now responsible for helping everybody else get ready. And so on. As people finish, they help. I love that feeling. There's nothing like it. Two girls getting ready together in a hotel room, in a hotel bathroom, sitting on the sink. One of us is helping the other one curl their hair. We're both playing SZA. It's everything. I love the pregame. I love the getting ready for stuff. I love the before. Being in a new city with somebody that you love. Fantastic. Top tier. Love it. Just wandering around together. Love it. The morning of a beach trip when it's really early, but the sun is up already because it's summer and you're about to go and grab some breakfast or some coffee before you hit the road. The episode of Love Island when everybody comes back from Casa Amor. I'm going to feel that real soon, but I need it. I'm itching for it. When someone you're just getting to know references something really niche that you're into and you realize that you now have so many things that you can talk about with them. Love. Finding a new show that you really like and it has 5+ seasons. Haven't felt that in a while, but damn. When I found Game of Thrones, I mean, the show was done. So I got to watch the entire thing start to finish. Binge it. And I did. Amazing. Drunk Taco Bell after a night out where you've had several weird interactions that you get to dissect the next day. And even better, if somebody broke off from the group and had a solo adventure and you get to find out what happened to them while they were gone. Even better if someone's ex was there. Oh. The feeling of eating the Taco Bell and then you know in the morning you get to rehash everything. I need it. I need to bottle that feeling. I need to boof it. I need it so bad. And my dad that left when I was 4, suddenly being hit with overwhelming guilt because he was never a part of my life and sending me his entire life savings out of the blue, but also not asking to be a part of my life. Haven't felt that one, but I could use it. I could use that real bad. Always been hoping for that. Always been holding out for that. Don't want to ever see him. Don't remember what he looks like or sounds like. Don't care, actually. Genuinely. But if I could somehow prosper from the situation, I would love that. I would love that if he would just be like, you know what? I'm just gonna send her some money. You know? It is what it is. That's the way the cookie crumbles. Sometimes your dad leaves, you accept it, but you should get some money for that. You know, people have always thought that I was sad about my dad leaving. I promise you, I've never cared. How do I miss somebody I do not know? Am I curious? Yeah, if you gave me a sheet that had like where he lives, what he looks like, a list of all the different kinds of cancer or genetic diseases that run in his family, that I would love more than anything. So that's just a question mark. If it was all on a piece of paper, would I read the paper? Yeah, I'd read it out of like human curiosity. But that's about it. What? I'm going to hunt you down? The fuck? For what? Unless you have money to give me. Because then I'll come find you. I will find you, Dad. I will track you down. If you have some kind of money that you would like to bestow upon me, I'll take it. But there's no sadness that comes along with it. That is literally just how the cookie crumbles. Have you ever seen a cookie? Have you ever seen it crumble? Right. Then you would know that's how it goes. That's how it fucking crumbles. But yeah, I would love to feel that feeling. Ooh, to just be blessed. You ever check your Cash App for no reason, even though you know damn well nobody sent you anything? Just in case. Although I have known somebody who was sent $100 randomly by somebody, and they never asked for it back. So should they have sent it back? I don't know. Not my problem. Would you have sent it back? Honestly, would you have sent it back? I don't know that I would have. So, but I check once in a while. Just curious. Just in case, you know? But anyway, that is it for this week. Please do not pass out from the heat. Please drink water with pink salt in it. Please eat lots of hydrating things like watermelon. And be good. I'm not joking. Be good. I can see you when you're not being good. I know when you're not being good. I don't like it.